Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.RandallGreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
Things. Actually, there's subheadings too. I got subheadings, I got head tidings and subtitles. You know what I mean? But I'm telling you, I've done these things. The Lord led me. I'm telling you, and I've done this all my life. Anytime that I wanted to change anything or see something different than what I've done, God has always seemingly had me to go write it down. The Bible says, write the vision, make it plain so He can read it and run. See, and so I've written down some things that I have committed to see changed in my life. I'm talking about now. This ain't been a long time ago. This has been within a month ago that I've done this. Why did I do this? I wrote them down. Why? Because it gives me a vision, and I can keep this vision before me. Also, I've written down scriptures that coincide with the vision or plan that I want to see changed. So when you're meditating on the Word of God day and night, yes, you've got a plan. You've got to have a plan to get out of the circumstances that you're in. What plans do you make? You make plans, you find scriptures in the Word of God that promises you whatever it is that you're believing God for. You get them scriptures and you write them down or you mark them in your Bible and you meditate on them. How often? Day and night. You speak them out of your mouth. How often? Day and night. In other words, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of nothing seems to be changing, what do? You just keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. And keep doing it. And what's going to happen? Eventually, whatsoever you do shall what? Prosper. You're going to come right up out of there. Nobody can keep you down. Listen, if I say, well, if I'm believing God for money, how's God going to get money to me? Listen, I'll tell you how it works. If necessary, God will send a hound dog to your door with a sack in his mouth. That's got the money in it that you need. Said, Brother Randy, you believe that? Yes! Before they ever had room service, God had raven service. God flew meat and bread into the prophet of God down by the creek bank every day, twice a day. I guess it was cornbread and beefsteak. Woo! Glory to God, I don't know. But He flew it into him every day. A raven, a bird. Go read your Bible. A bird! Said, where'd he get the beefsteak? Where'd he get the cornbread? I don't know. Might have flew by your stove. I don't know what he done. But I know this. He flew it in and he landed it. You talking about room service? God had air service. He caused a raven to obey him to take care of one of his children. God had the birds to take care of them. One time Peter and Jesus needed some money to pay taxes. And God caused a fish to go swallow a piece of money that was laying down there in the ocean. And he come up and he had a hook. He told Peter, Jesus said, go down there and cast the hook in the water. The first fish comes up, look in his mouth, and he's going to have some money in there. Pay our bills with it. I know y'all headed fishing today. But when I'm telling you this, God will get to you whatever you need, ladies and gentlemen, if you'll believe Him. How do you know? I've proven Him time and time and time and time again. Woo! Good preaching. I may have to shut up here in a minute, but but it's good stuff. But number two, turn to Isaiah chapter 40. And we're fixing to close. We're trying to close now. You keep listening so well. But it's worth it. Just a few extra moments today. I'm only with you one day, two services. You know, just a few extra minutes is not going to hurt us because you're committed. You know, I understand if people's got to go to work or something like that. All of us can't play. Somebody's got to work. But the second thing, the second principle, our third principle, because we're talking about the first principle, is commitment. You've got to be committed to change if you're going to be successful. Number two, you've got to accept the Bible, the Word of God, as your textbook for life and thoroughly do whatever it says for you to do in your situation. How do you know what you're supposed to do? You find scriptures in the Bible. And whatever they say do, do it in your situation. On the level that you are right then. Then number three, you must spend time in prayer to have the continual ability or strength to walk out this dream that you have. These dreams cannot be accomplished without God. Because as a human being, you don't have the strength nor the ability within and just of yourself without the help of God to carry out your vision or dream. How do you know? Been there many times. But look what it says in Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 28. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does what? Fainteth not, neither is he weary. Said there is no searching of his understanding. Nobody knows what God knows. Look what he says in verse 29. He giveth power to the what? Faint. Said, Brother Randy, I've been about to faint. Will you qualify? He said, he giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. He will give you power, or that word power could be translated ability. He gives you strength. Verse 30 says, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Verse 31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall, guaranteed, you got a warranty on it, renew their strength, change their strength, get strength that they do not have. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. So this is one of the principles. Principle three, you spend time in prayer with God. I said, how do you pray? Hang around the church a little while and you'll learn. Pastor teaches along those subjects different times. But to just pray and stay in God and stay with God. Because prayer is what's going to put you over. Amen? Prayer is where you get the strength to live out your dream. Because you can't do it by yourself. You find any person in the Word of God that ever accomplished anything great in their life, it's because they depended totally upon God to put them over. Amen? All right, then number four in closing. We could probably been many, but we don't want to give you too many because you don't have to have too many. Turn to Mark chapter 11. Number four in closing. Remember, we were trying to get there earlier. Number four in closing. And this is the fourth principle. The first one was what? Be committed. Number two was what? Make the Bible, the Word of God, your textbook for life. Number three, spend time in prayer. Because that's where you get the strength of God. Take these scriptures that I got and research them. Do studies on them yourself. Do cross-reference studies in your Bible. You'll find that there's other scriptures that coincide and agree with this. But number four in closing, and this is very powerful. And notice, all of these are easy. Easy. I mean, or put it like this, they're simple. But sometimes you have to work at it. But number four, point your tongue in the direction that you want to go in life. Point your tongue in the direction that you want to go in life. You can't talk about how bad it is and expect good things to come. You can't talk about how broke you are and expect good finances to come. You can't talk about how much of inability you have and expect the ability of God to be there. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith it is impossible to please Him. For those that come to Him must believe that He is and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So you've got to, number four, point your tongue in the direction that you want to go in life. How often do you point your tongue in that direction? Day and night. Day and night. Day and night. When you run into a test and trial, because you're going to, I ain't going to lie to you, some of you are in test and trials right now. What do? Do you talk about the test? No. Do you talk about the trial? No. Do you deny that the trial exists? No. I mean, I'm not saying you can't share it with somebody or get somebody to pray with you, but I'm not saying that. But if you go around talking about, I'm doing this, and, oh, poor old me, I don't know what I'm going to do. If you keep saying that, guess what? Jesus said you can have what you say. And if you're saying what you presently have, all you're going to ever have. It's what you presently have, and worse. What you got to say out of your mouth is what you want to have in your life. Why? Principle four, remember, was this. Point your tongue in the direction you want to go in life. Your words are powerful. The Bible says in Proverbs, the power of life and death is in your tongue. Mark 11:23, Jesus said this. I didn't say it, Jesus did. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. He shall have whatsoever he saith. He shall have whatsoever he saith. He shall have, or she shall have, whatsoever they say. Notice this. What are you going to say? You're going to say what you want to have in your life. What do you want to have? What the Word of God says you can have. Notice what it does not say. It doesn't say that you can have just what you think about. It does not say that you can have just what you meditate on. Now you need to think about it. You need to meditate on it. But it does say that you can have what? What you say. I'll guarantee you it will come to pass in your life. I stood in the prison yard, and as I was standing there, and I'm closing with this story, but you need some to be able to visualize this. I was standing inside the prison yard with a letter saying I'd be released from prison on parole in the month of none. But do you know what I said? I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Mark 11:24, I believe that I received my parole while I was standing inside that prison yard with gun towers and prison fences all around me, telling me that I was locked up. But I said, by faith, I declare that I believe that I received my parole in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I stood upon them promises, and even got a report from the parole board that seemed as if I would never be released, and then I kept standing, and finally I got a letter, and it said, we've reconsidered you, and approximately, let me see, that was in the first week, day of May, so May, June, July, August, about 3 months later, the captain of the guards come found me in that prison. He said, I don't understand it, don't know why. He said, but your parole papers are up there on my desk, and you're going home Monday morning. Said Brother Randy, he said, well, he didn't know how you was going home. No, he didn't, but I did. You know how I knew it? Because you can have what you say. If you believe it in your heart and say it with your mouth, you'll have it in your life. So I'm here to tell you, what was the four principles again? Number one, commit to change in your life. Stay with it. Number two, what was it? Make the Word of God the textbook for your life. Every subject in any school has a textbook. Biology, chemistry, mathematics, science, geography, whatever it is. It's got a textbook, and you follow that textbook, study that textbook if you're going to be a success. Well, there's a textbook for life called the Bible. And then number three, what do? You spend time in prayer before you'll have the strength to live out your dream. God will give you strength. And then number four, what do? You point your tongue in the direction that you want to go in life, and you're going to come out on top every single time without fail. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for these people. And I thank you, Lord God, that you've given us a supernatural word from you today. And Father, I know that there's people today, Lord, that want to go in this direction and want your power and anointing to work in their life. And Father, I thank you for the ability of God to come on them in Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.